This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Speaking of ne'er-do-wells, as we await this news conference around 4:30, we will try to take that live if and when it happens on an update of the disaster in Washington. This came to us courtesy of the Grain Valley Police Department overnight. They posted it on social media. I know crime. Most of it is not funny. But every once in a while,
it can be funny.
There
sometimes
can be some comedic elements to bad adult life choices, right?
Yes.
So here's what they wrote on Facebook. Grain Valley police detectives are seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect involved in a property damage incident at Taco Bell. The one on Buckner Tarzney Road, if you're curious, in Grain Valley.
Is there any other?
It was Sunday, January 12th. The suspect became upset over the speed of service in the lobby. He damaged a display stand in front of other patrons. The suspect is pictured, and we will be describing him. He is described as a white male wearing a blue baseball cap, glasses, a black zip-up hoodie, dark-colored shirt, green cargo pants. He was last seen talking on a cell phone at the time. If you have any information, please contact detectives. And I don't know why this photo makes me laugh, but it does. Is it the Aeropostale zip-up? I don't know what it is, Sam, about this story that makes me laugh.
This guy, he has got the highest-end fashion that 2002 has to offer.
Would you say 60 years old?
He's pushing it. Yeah, he's definitely
I think at least...
Once you find something you like to wear.
Late 50s, early 60s. He's wearing what I believe to be a very identifiable baseball cap, but I cannot make out the logo, and I have tried. It's like
wait,
a triangle
a
type
big question
image.
About this. Who goes in anymore?
That's what I said, Dan. Who goes inside the Taco Bell? That is almost exclusively a drive-through operation.
And now, he's disappointed in the speed at which he got his diarrhea
pills?
Because
he's the first person in the history of that lobby to ever walk inside.
I know my right.
I understand when you walk up to a counter of any business, you do expect prompt service. I get that.
He went Joe Walsh on the display, Dan. And then I wanted to know.
And what was the display?
What was the display?
I know my right.
And to whom are we displaying it? Because ain't nobody going inside a Taco Bell.
It was probably, you know, an ad for their latest chalupa or something.
I had Taco Bell the other day.
Did you go in?
No, Dan did.
Yeah, I did.
You,
no, I did not.
I knew it. You didn't go in?
No, I didn't.
That's not an inside kind of place.
There's a Taco Bell around here?
Yeah.
The one in Roland Park?
No. It's just right down the road.
There is one on Metcalf, 95th and Metcalf.
There's one up off of Rowe, but there's also one here off of Johnson.
Now, people online joked, and, you know, when you see this guy, I'm telling you, he's got these kind of bizarre glasses on. I don't know what's going on in this man's life. But there were people that suggested resources could probably be used in a different way over something like a display destruction in a Taco
Bell. This is Green Valley. This is prime time crime.
I said the same thing. Like, and you know, Green Valley has its own issues like every town. It did amuse me that we were trying to track this man down. And I want to know, what was that display?
And why was he so angry?
Because most indoor fast food display areas are, I mean, let's be honest, they're usually cardboard.
Yeah. It's a cardboard cutout.
You know, they've stopped displaying the giant life-size Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes because
people steal it.
People steal them. They run in, they create a diversion, and they run out with Mahomes under their arm like they're Kelce.
They also treat those cutouts very inappropriately.
I have also seen that.
What are you talking about?
No.
I had the pleasure of working an event out at Arrowhead Stadium for one of our music stations. They were shorthanded. I offered my services. Yeah. My job was to stand with the Travis Kelce cutout and facilitate all of the women that wanted a picture with not Travis Kelce.
Your job that day.
That was my duty for 2.5 hours.
To stand next to cardboard Travis Kelce.
That is true. To guard him.
And would some of these women, when they would try to take a picture with cardboard cutout Kelce, be about half his size on purpose?
Keep in mind that we had to zip tie him to the tent. So he was already zip tied to the tent because we were afraid somebody was going to grab him and run off. And then I had to stand there and say, ladies, ladies, one at a time, one at a time.
And like a Friday night at Chippendales.
And the number of hands that were not in an appropriate place were most of them. Actually, all of them.
Ladies.
Girls really? Going wild.
And yes, some of them did ask to take a picture as if.
Right.
Never mind. I'm just not going to continue
like
with
they
that.
Would be maybe
and the
half,
answer is no.
Maybe half his height.
I didn't care as long as you didn't steal it. But yeah, they were objectifying cardboard Travis every chance they got.
We cannot,
what is wrong with women?
We cannot condone that, nor do I condone that.
Now, I mean, this guy should not have, you know, destroyed some of the property as, you
know. How about any of the property?
But I do understand the frustration in this century of
when you want a chalupa, you want it now.
Service does and does not work at many places.
But Dan, we don't know. He could have been in there 30 seconds or 4 minutes. Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know what precipitated that him walking into Taco Bell other than the dire need to take a poop. And so he could have had a really bad day.
Yes.
And then just happened to walk into a Taco Bell where the service was not as prompt as he would expect.
Can I just read some of the comments from
yes, please.
My posting? I did think a caption was warranted. And here are some of our listeners' submissions. Based on that shirt, he's been waiting in that lobby since 1999. You'd be upset too.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Did he have four popped collars or two?
I mean, this goes to the whole way that the service food is done nowadays with all these door dashing and call-in orders and drive-through
orders. Can someone please let him know that the Arrow hoodie is not of the mature gentleman attire?
I will say that I have been waiting for food before, and they told me that they were hurrying, and I witnessed at least half of the staff not hurrying.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are just a pair of grumpy old demanding men, both of you.
I used to work in that industry.
So did I.
30 seconds, 45 seconds at the drive-thru.
You sound like a grumpy old man.
I am.
From listener Gary, he was just pre-planning his trip to the bathroom. They took too long.
I need to find a cardboard cutout.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in about 44 minutes. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.